From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona says he's secured commitments from the Trump administration to avoid ill-advised seasonal or regional triggers on food imports as part of the new NAFTA. In return, he's released his hold on White House nominee for Chief U.S. Agricultural Trade Negotiator, Greg Dowd. At the urging of Florida fruit and vegetable growers, the White House had proposed the inclusion in NAFTA of trade protection for seasonal growers against surges from competing crops in Mexico and Canada, saying current rules offer little protection based on annual figures. Many at this year's Cattle Industry Convention and National Cattlemen's Beef Association trade show in Phoenix are working towards sustainabilities at all levels of the industry. The NCBA's Dr. Sarah Place tells AgWire.com sustainability is about producing safe, nutritious beef with economic viability, environmental stewardship, and social responsibility. She says one way the industry will react to consumer misconceptions about things like greenhouse gas emissions is with better education, which they will attempt through the U.S. Roundtable for Sustainable Beef. Bayer AG is making further concessions to European regulators as part of its $63.5 billion bid to acquire Monsanto. The German company said Monday it submitted very significant remedies to the European Commission, and it's confident the concessions fully address the regulators' concerns. The European Commission said a review of the deal will be pushed to April 5th after Bayer made new concessions on Friday. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.